steady rise in global wealth, which it came to a sharp shuddering halt in 2018. That's according to the Boston Consulting Group's annual global wealth report for 2019. Gains in global personal financial wealth tumbled by more than 5 percentage points year on year. That's the weakest performance in the past half decade. And that's thanks largely to that fourth quarter dip, as we saw a major plunge in markets from Shocktober to around December. The big question now, of course, is whether the pullback in wealth growth is a precursor to deeper changes. Well, to discuss that, I'm joined now by Adam Ikdal, who's a senior partner and MD of Boston Consulting Group. Evening, Adam.
Good evening.
This is BCG's 19th annual analysis of the global wealth management industry. Just briefly, how is it compiled?
So we look at the 98 main markets in the world, and we talk to the 150 of the biggest wealth managers in the world as well. So we cover something like 98% of all GDP globally. So it's a fairly comprehensive report.
Now, the report examines things like the evolution of personal financial wealth globally and regionally. You get quite granular. It looks at things like the widening revenue gap and how institutions can narrow it, and the state of private and wealth management businesses and offshore businesses. And you also take a quite comprehensive look at how firms are staying competitive in the marketplace. And the one big talking point that we've had on the show over the last while is certainly what's happening in the robo-advisory space, what's happening in the digital space. And it's becoming ever more crowded, more competitive, fintechs, non-traditional players entering the market. But fintech isn't really guaranteed as a successful pathway. And I think Investec, we had their announcement recently that they're cancelling their robo project. And there was another major bank that announced a similar project that was put on ice not too long ago. What's the key to winning in this space?
Yeah, I think what we've seen is that a lot of the fintechs can have early successes because they go after quite small niches with a specialized product. The problem they have is to scale up in a significant way, and that's where we see the problem. So we monitor all the major fintechs of the world. So we have around 1,500 fintechs we are watching. And if you look at how they're getting funded today, almost none of them are actually going directly in the market with a B2C or B2B play. Almost all of them are partnering up with the current incumbents and helping incumbents be more effective. That's the way the fintechs are going these days, because it's incredibly difficult to scale up fintechs going directly in the market themselves.
Yeah, all about partnership and collaboration in that space. Now, your analysis of the major segments, markets, and wealth manager performance actually suggests that a number of shifts are underway. And one is the broadening wealth clientele. Although most of the world's millionaires currently live in North America, the fastest growth that you're seeing in personal financial wealth is occurring outside of North America. By 2023, you reckon that the revenue pools of the private bank channel in Asia could equal or even exceed those of Western Europe, which is a massive shift. What are we seeing in Africa?
In Africa, we are still seeing quite healthy growth rates, but from a very small base. So the global personal wealth pool is around $200 trillion. And of that, only 1.5 is accounted for in Africa. So from a very small base. At the same time, we see one of the best growth rates. So from 17 to 18, we saw a 9% growth rate. And we estimated that for the next 5 years, the growth rate will be around 9 to 10%. Actually, the highest growth rate of any continent, but of course, from a very small base.
But still makes it a very attractive new market. And we see new entrants coming into Africa all the time to take advantage of that. Despite the slowdown, though, you say that the ranks of millionaires continued to swell. It increased by just over 2% last year to 22.1 million. What sort of growth are you anticipating over the next 5 years globally?
We are expecting around 5 to 6% annual growth rate going forward, which is lower than the past, the previous 5 years, where we saw just an excess of 6%. But we do believe that fundamentally, the wealth creation is going to be quite sound globally, despite all the geopolitical crises we see, China, US, Brexit, Middle East. We still think fundamentally the growth rate going forward is going to be around 5%.
Adam Ikdal, senior partner and MD of Boston Consulting Group, with the Wealth and Investment feature this week.